Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
What a blessing!
Amen. We are grateful this morning, and we thank God for great and mighty things that the Lord is doing. Amen. I want you to know that this is the beginning of greater things to come. Is somebody here with me? You are on the threshold of getting to that expected end of your life and destiny. The Holy Spirit this year will not leave you alone. His power will drive you, and He will lead you to the right places of your life. Remember that this year you shall live as power or spirit-driven person in a spirit-driven church and living the spirit-driven life. If you're excited, give God some shout of praise. Hallelujah. It is our first Sunday. It is our special morning of service, and we want to go straight into God's word briefly, and then we come to the Lord's table, and then we leave. Amen. Just close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this moment. We give you praise, and we honor you for what you're going to do, even at this moment. Bless your word as it comes, and use me as a vessel of honor. I pray in Jesus' name that you will anoint every ear to hear, you will anoint every heart to receive. I pray that our time in your presence will be that of a special moment that we seek. Holy Spirit, once again, come magnify Jesus like never before, and let the blessed people shout a big amen and amen. Amen. Please take your seat in the presence of God, and we are so grateful. This morning is your morning of gratitude. Hallelujah. How many of you are grateful to see the brand new year? It is not by chance. It is not just by the opportunity of self, but it is a privilege. It is a great privilege. Hallelujah. If we stand before God this morning, it is by His absolute privilege and grace that He has given us. This morning we have come to say thank you, God, for bringing us through. We have come to say, Lord, we appreciate you so much for bringing us through. This can only be you, and this can only be your time and presence. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed. Well, this morning what we intend to do is to appreciate God and thank Him for what He has done. And as we started looking at right from last year, in the last month, what thanksgiving can do. In this morning's service, we want to look at thanksgiving as a gateway to our next level of blessings. Thanksgiving as the gateway to our next level of blessings. Praise God. I believe that as we are grateful to this morning for what God has done for us, even in the previous year, and having brought us through, we want to say thank you. And as we are thanking Him this morning, it is an indication of the next level that God is taking us. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 18, it says that the path of the just is like a shining light that shines more and more even unto the perfect day. The path of the just is like the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Remember that we are redeemed for our next level of experience in life. Every year when God brings us in and brings us through, He expects us to move to the next level of our life. Every year, every month, every day of your life must take you to the next level. In fact, we were not born to be static. We were not born to be stagnant. We were not born not to see improvement. We are born so that our path every day will shine. In fact, one of the reasons why Jesus had to die and come and save us is as a result of us moving forward in life. The Redeemer is redeemed in order to experience the next level of life. In this year, you shall receive your next level of life. You shall experience your next level of life. Your path is going to shine more and more and more and more. Every day of your life this year will see a better tomorrow. I said it will see a better tomorrow. Is somebody here with me? Our path is supposed to shine. We are redeemed to experience life every time at the next level. What does this mean? It means that we must always have progress and continuous advancement. We must always have progress and continuous advancement. The path of the just is as a shining light that shine more and more unto the perfect day. I came to let you know that your spiritual path from today will shine more and more. In the name of Jesus, your fellowship with the Holy Spirit will shine more and more. And it will affect every area of your life. As a matter of fact, it will affect your academics. It will affect your marriage. It will affect your career. It will affect every area of your life. And you will begin to live that spirit-driven life. Because when the Holy Spirit is driving you, you will see a better tomorrow every day. May it never be said that last year was better than this year. I said, may it never be said that, oh, last year was even far more better. That will not be your story, and that will not be your testimony. But every day of your life, you will begin to see great and mighty things happening in your life. Somebody is blessed. You are not created to have a better yesterday. You are not created to have a better last year. But you are created to have a better this year, and the next year, and the next year, and the next year. As far as God is concerned, every day is ordained to be an improvement on the last. As far as God is concerned, every year is supposed to be an improvement over the last. Are you with me? The reason why we find ourselves alive is that God wants to make us better. Because once you get perfect, it means that you no longer have to live. But every year, God wants to move you a step ahead of your life. God wants to do something new in your life. In this month, the first month and the first day of this year, God will do something new. You will experience something great, something better, an improvement over last year's performance, an improvement over the things that God has earmarked for you. I want you to know that God's ordination is that no child of his should be a victim of stagnation. You will not be a victim of stagnation in all ramifications of your life. In fact, I see you propelling forward. There is the Holy Ghost drive that is pushing you to your next level. There is the Holy Ghost drive that is directing you to the right places of your life. No more stagnation. Oh, come on, I wish I'm preaching to somebody. You will no more be stagnated in life. I see you moving forward. In Deuteronomy chapter number 2, verse number 3, the Bible says that the Lord spoke to the people and said that, go forward. Go forward. Ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you upward. Turn you up northward. I don't know where you have been in life, but I came to let you know that there is the power of the Holy Ghost that is about to drive you out of every spirit of stagnation. Come on, one of the least things you will ever experience this year is to be stagnated in life. Come on, I wish I'm preaching to somebody here. It means that God's standard for command of his child is to move forward, is to go forward. I see your steps being quickened. I see you moving forward. You will never remain where you used to be. Where men placed you is not where you they will find you. In fact, as a matter of fact, they will be looking for you at where they last saw you. They will be looking for you at the place where they placed you lastly. But by the grace and the Holy Spirit of God, by the time they come looking for you at the place where they last saw you, the Holy Spirit would have propelled you, moved you from one level to another level, and they will open their mouth in shock and begin to give glory to God for the great things he has done. I see you in the next level of your life. You will not remain the same. Let the power of the Holy Ghost change your level. The Bible says that until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. Oh my God, the wilderness will not become a fruitful field. And the fruitful field will not be turned into a forest. You know what? Anytime there's an experience of the power of the Holy Spirit, statuses are changing. Levels change. You move from one step of your life to another step. I pray that there will be an improvement over your life. Not just an improvement. God is going to add out to your life and destiny this morning. Come on. I care for somebody who feel like you have been stagnated. I care for somebody who feel you are late. I care for somebody who feel that last year wasn't good. I came to let you know that you have just entered into your best year. The best year of your life. I said the best year of your life. I said the best year of your life. And God told me to tell you, it is time to go forward. It is time to go forward. Shout, I'm moving forward. Shout, I'm moving forward. No more stagnation. I'm moving forward. No more retrogression. I'm moving forward. I'm not standing anywhere. I'm not looking back. I'm moving forward. On forward I go. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter what is after me. It doesn't matter what is happening. I'm moving forward. God liberated me. He set me free. He redeemed my life so that I'll move forward. That every step of my life and destiny shall be a step of glory. Shall be a step that will shine more and more, even unto the perfect day. I'm moving forward by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you are the one, you will shout and give him praise, because we serve a God who never causes people to stagnate. One way or the other, he pushes us into the next level. You are moving forward. I said you are moving forward. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 43 verse number 18 and 19. I feel the presence of the Lord is here. He said, I remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Remember ye not the former things. Remember ye not the former things. Remember ye not the former things. Yes, last year has been difficult. So for some of us, it has been a challenging year. For some of us, we went through fire. We went through water. We went through all manner of issues. In fact, there are things in last year we don't want to remember. We went through so much difficulty to the extent that we don't even want to wish that for our worst enemy. But God told me to tell you this morning that remember not the former things, nor the things of old. Let the former things remain former. Let the old things remain old. God says, oh my God, behold, I will do a new thing. Oh, I don't know who is here this morning. Where you used to be, God says, I'm about to do a new thing. It doesn't matter how well the year was good for you, I'm going to do a new thing. In other words, it doesn't matter how far you have come, how great you have been, what you have or what you did not have. God told me to tell you he's going to do a new thing. In this year, God is starting everybody on a right footing. He's starting with you afresh. He's starting with you afresh. Thank God for the things He did last year. But He told me to tell you, He's starting with you afresh. Oh my God. I said, He's starting with you afresh. Let the former things remain former. It shall spring forth. Everything starts with the beginning. And in the beginning is God. And God says, I will cause my blessings to spring forth. I will cause that which I'm about to do to spring forth. In other words, it shall be a spring out of your dry places. It shall be a spring out of your wilderness. Where there seems to be no way, God is going to make a way. Where you are giving up, God is going to bring strength. Where you lack energy, God is going to drive you. I don't know who is listening to me, but God says that now, expect the unexpected. Come on, can I preach better? I said, begin to expect the unexpected. What people thought could not be possible, God says, I'm going to make it possible. I'm going to make it done. 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 Even the thing that you yourself have given up on, I'm going to make it done. Make a way in the wilderness and rivers in desert places. I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Say, I will do a new thing. Some of us are used to a particular way of life. We are used to a particular path. We are used to a particular stream. But God says, I will do a new thing. The Holy Spirit is going to change the direction of your life and your destiny. The Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof leads to death. There are times we take on our own path, we make our own decisions, we make our own choices, but the Holy Spirit says that I will do a new thing. In other words, I'm going to change the direction of your life, and the direction of your life will end you at the right places of your destiny. And that is where the Holy Spirit will be driving you. In this year, you will not miss your path. Come on, your army is weak. I said, He will not miss your path. Every difficulty and every challenge you have faced, He says that He will do a new thing. You used to know particular part of your life that were like deserts. A particular part of your life that looks more like a wilderness. Wilderness experience is not an experience that anybody would wish to go through. It is a place of hunger. It is a place of test. Jesus went to the wilderness and He didn't get it easy. But God says that the very path and the places that you are used to, I'm going to do a new thing. Your desert places are going to turn into a fruitful field. Come on, I just said it to somebody. I said, your desert places. This morning is so important to me because it is my first message of the year. And your wilderness, it's going to become a forest. God is going to bring you through. I will do a new thing. I see this becoming your experience. I said, I see this becoming your experience. Somebody's here, you're going to have your own personal experience with the Holy Spirit. And when all is said and done, whatever He has said concerning your life, will surely come to pass. Now, it is important that thanksgiving is vital and key to our next level in life. If you want to see the things that God has promised us this year, then it is important to understand that thanksgiving is vital to our next level of life. If there's going to be a change of level, if you are going to experience our next level, then thanksgiving is vital or key to our change of level. The things that God is going to do, the next level that He's going to bring us to, the statuses that He's going to change, will only come through based on what? Thanksgiving. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 18. And again, Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 36. The Bible makes us to... Yes, can you quickly push it right there? 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. He said, I in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. Woo! This is the will of God in Christ concerning you. So when we're talking about the will of God, we are talking about thanksgiving. This year, everything that God is set to do has been shrouded in one thing. Your thanksgiving. Your thanksgiving. Your thanksgiving. It is that which positions you on your next level. Now go with me to Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 36. It is also important for us to understand this. That for ye have need of patience. That after ye have done the will of God, after ye have done the will of God, after ye, what is the will of God here? Thanksgiving. After ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. So thanksgiving is what positions you on your next level. After thanksgiving, what happens is that the promise is released. The promise is released. And in this service, what is the promise? The promise is that God says He's going to do a new thing in your life. Come on, I wish it is for you. God is going to do a new thing. Number two, what is the promise here? The promise is that there's going to be a continuous change of levels. There's going to be a continual change of levels. And number three, what is the promise here? The promise is that there's going to be a continuous advancement. Your life will see advancement every day. Every day of your life will see better than yesterday. But for you to experience this, there's a requirement or there are protocols. And what is that protocol? That protocol is your thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks. While something looks like a wilderness, give thanks. Well, something looks like a desert, give thanks. And as you're giving thanks, God takes you from that wilderness experience into a place of fruitfulness. As you give thanks, God takes you from the desert land into a forest. And He begins to turn your situation around. This morning, as we have come to give thanks, it is important for us to realize that there is no better way to thank God to receive His will for our lives. There's no better way to appreciate God. There's no better way to be grateful than to receive that which He has for us. In fact, one of the best ways to appreciate a person is to accept their gift. Is to accept their gift. If you brought me a gift and I didn't receive, it is an affront. In other words, it makes you feel that You I don't love you or I don't like you, because if I like you, I receive what you have for me. Are you with me? And therefore, the best way to express our thanksgiving to God is to receive that which He has for us. Praise God. And what has God earmarked or prepared for you? What is the best gift that God could ever give? Remember, He first gave His only Son. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will never perish but have everlasting life. His Son came to this world and lived like any other person. He was driven by the Holy Spirit to fulfill the will of God and to fulfill destiny. And as a reason of that, the Bible says that at the fullness of time, God allow his only son to be crucified. He died on the cross, shed his blood, so that every one of us here can become sons of God. He had to lay down his life so that all of us can live. He had to sacrifice his life so that we can be called children of the living God. The Bible says that as many that received him, as many that believe in his name, to them he gave them power to become sons of God. But we should remember that in this service, before Jesus died, the Bible says that he gathered with his disciples. And he organized them to partake of that which he died for, or that which he was going to die for. And for everything that Jesus came on earth to do is shrouded in this mystery, and which is the mystery of thanksgiving. Because thanksgiving is to us receiving what God has for us. Thanksgiving is not basically what you render to God always, but also to receive that which he has for us. To allow what his will to be perfected in your life. He said that this is the will of God. This is the will of God. And what is the will of God? Is that he brought his son Jesus Christ to come and die for us. And as many that receive his will, you are giving thanks. Jesus met his disciples. He gathered them together. And they began to partake of what we call the Last Supper, or the Holy Communion. We call it the mystery of the Holy Communion. Now in Luke chapter number 22, verse number 17. Luke chapter number 22, verse number 17 and 19. If you are following me, can we push it further? The Bible says that, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. He took the cup and gave thanks and said that, take this and divide it among yourself. Now push it to verse number 19. Again in verse number 19, it's about, and he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying that this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Amazing word. Now you realize that according to Luke, he recorded that when Jesus took the cup, he gave thanks. And then when he also took the bread, he also did what? Gave thanks. Well, he didn't thank God for giving him the bread. He didn't just thank God for giving him the wine. But then the expression, or the act of communion, the act of fellowship, the act of partaking of the Lord's blood and his body is an expression of thanksgiving. He gave thanks. He gave thanks. He gave thanks. And this is how the Greek will put it, I always tell you. And this is so much indicative, especially if we stand on the threshold of expressing our love and our gratitude to God. Now, the word thanksgiving comes from two words, and it comes from two Greek words. And according to the New Testament, the Greek words to give thanks is eucharistio. Eucharistio, Eucharistio, that is E-U, E-U-C-H-A-R-I-S-T-E-O, Eucharistio, Eucharistio. And for those who have been with a Catholic background, you know the reason why the Catholic call it Eucharist. Anytime they are coming to the communion, the Holy Communion, they call it Eucharist, because it was actually extrapolated from the Greek word Eucharistio. Say Eucharistio. And what does this Eucharistio or Eucharist means? Actually, it means, it comes from two Greek words. The first one is eu, that is eu. And eu means good, eu, good, 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 good. Tell somebody good. So when a Greek man says eu, it means good. And then the next word is charis, 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 which also means grace. Grace. So Eucharist, that is good grace. Good grace. Are you following me? So to give thanks is to recognize and express the good grace of God. Oh my God. Is there anybody here who has come through by virtue of the good grace of God? Good grace of God. Good grace of God. Good grace of God. It has been by His grace that we are not consumed. His message has kept us throughout last year and has brought us here. This morning we have come to celebrate the good grace of God. In celebrating the good grace of God, God does not just leave you, but He takes you to your next level. I didn't hear you. I said He takes you to your next level. No wonder that after the partaking of the bread and the wine, Jesus moved on to the next level. He never remained where He was. So it is important for us to understand that we don't just come to the Holy Communion. We don't just come to partake, but we come to express our thanksgiving. And what is that thanksgiving? The good grace of God. We know that Jesus Christ is the grace of God. He's an embodiment of the grace of God. The Bible says in John chapter 1, He says that, and of Himself have we all received grace upon grace. Can you put it right there? Let's start from verse number 14, John chapter 1. And the Word became flesh, talking about Jesus, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Who is He? Full of what? And truth. Jesus is an embodiment of grace. Now the Bible says that John bear witness of Him and Christ, saying that this was He of whom I speak. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He is, or He was before me. Now pushes 16, and everybody sees that, and of His fullness. Come on. Am I speaking to somebody here? And of His what? Have we all what? Grace. So we come to receive of His grace. And grace is what makes a man. Paul said that I am what I am by the grace of God. And the grace that was bestowed unto me was not in vain, because I did what? I labored more abundantly than them all. Grace is a maker. Grace is a maker. Grace positions you on your next level. So anytime you come to Thanksgiving, especially when you have opportunity to actually commune God through His blood and His body, what happens is that you are positioning yourself for His good grace. And what does the good grace does? It actually puts you on your next level. This morning, this year, you have been positioned on your next level. I said you have been positioned on your next level. It is so important for us to understand that everything that Jesus came for, everything that Jesus died for, everything that Jesus worked for, everything that Jesus rose for has been embedded in the body and the blood. Actually, it is what we call the finished work. Come on, touch somebody and say the finished work. So, when the Bible says that when He hung on the cross on that fateful day and He shouted with a loud voice, "It is finished." He was not just making a rhetorical statement. He was not just actually screaming out of pain. He was not just telling of Himself that He's dying, but He meant what He said, that everything that has to do with your well-being, everything that has to do with your life has already been finished. Divine accomplishment. And for this reason, we must thank Him. We give thanks for such a good 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 57. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 57. He says that now thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We become victorious through Jesus Christ. This year, the reason why I know that you will not fail, the reason why I know that you will not be defeated, the reason why I know that the enemy will not have the upper hand over you, is the fact that Jesus Christ has already given you victory. Come on, your amen is weak. Not that He is going to give you, not that He will about to give you, but He has already given you. Oh, come on. And by reason of partaking of the Holy Communion, what you do is that you walk in that victory. walking in that victory. I see you walking in that victory. Your life is never going to be the same. The amazing thing is that anytime you partake of the Lord's communion or the mystery of the Holy Communion or the Last Supper, what happens is that it becomes your new beginning. Come on. It becomes what? Can I push this further? In Exodus chapter number 12, verse number 1 and 2. And somebody's about to start on a fresh note. Somebody's just about to start on a clean slate. It doesn't matter what happened before. He said, remember not the former things, nor the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Many of us have heard of the Passover, where God commanded the people of Israel through Moses that I'm going to do something tonight. I'm going to pass through the land of Egypt and I'm going to kill all their firstborns and even beasts alike. And after that, I will let you out, that even Pharaoh cannot stop you. But one thing I want you to do, I want every household, I want you to kill a lamb. Tell somebody, kill a lamb. And as you kill the lamb, I want you to pour the blood and I want you to anoint your doorpost with the blood. And in the night, as I pass over every house, every home that do not have the symbol of the blood will suffer death and will suffer great devastation. And the Bible makes it clear that it came to pass. Now, before they killed the lamb, this is what the Lord told them. He said that, and the Lord speak unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, please push it, this man. Come on, I wish I have the right people. What man? I came to tell you that we have what we call Chronos. Say Chronos. Chronos is a sequence of time. How time unfolds. Like we move from 1 second to another second, from a minute to another minute, from days to days, months, weeks, and all that. How time unfolds in Chronos. And God in his own way moves according to Chronos. But there is another time of God, which we call the Kairos moment. Say the Kairos moment. The Kairos moment is not regulated by the sequence of time, but it is regulated by revelation. It is regulated. So we, for us as children of God, we are not, our timings are not determined by the Chronos, but our timings are determined by the Kairos. The moment when God speaks. I want you to understand that it is not basically about we moving from 1 year to another year or from 1 month to another. In a human understanding, they said that January is supposed to be the first month. But to us, January is not necessarily the first month if we have not caught revelation. Come on. There are some people who, by virtue of the fact that they have not caught revelation, would have their man starting somewhere in July, their year. But he said that for you, this man shall be unto you the beginning of months. Why? It is going to be the time that I, the Lord, I'm going to reveal myself to you. I'm going to show up what to do. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to help you. How? By the killing. The Old Testament was a shadow of better things to come. The Old Testament was the schoolmaster. that pointed to the realities of what was to come. Everything that happened in the Old Testament was a shadow of the reality. The lamp that they killed represent the lamp of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And anytime you partake of the lamb, anytime you partake of the blood, he said that this shall be unto you the beginning of months, and it shall be the first month of the year. Somebody's about to start on a fresh note. It doesn't matter what happened, you're about to start on a new level. Something is about to change with you. What a blessing. Wow. It shall be unto you the beginning. So the beginning is not that which has an AM to it, or necessarily starts in January. The beginning is when you catch into God's revelation and what God is doing. As we partake of this Holy Communion, what happens is that God is setting you on a new beginning. A new beginning of hope. A new beginning of strength. A new beginning of prosperity. A new beginning of joy. A new beginning of abundance. Fruitfulness. Favor is coming on you. If you're excited about that, give him some shout of praise. And be on your feet this morning. Hallelujah. Say, it shall be unto me a new beginning. How do you want to start this year? But I want to start with God. Start with God. I want to start with God. And I want to start with thanksgiving. Receiving the good grace of God that positions me on my next level. Now, stretch your hands to the Father and begin to thank him for his good grace. Come on, thank him. Come on, thank him. Come on, thank him. Come on, thank him for his good grace. Come on, thank him for his good grace. Can we? Yes. Come on, thank him for his good grace. Lay out about a bosan. Real about see a very bosan. Come on, thank him for his good grace.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.